good about something, then I won't say it. But we will say that in her case, she's absolutely not suited. But she's back with this Koch money. It's called Americans for Chinese Prosperity. You ever hear of Americans for Prosperity? Yeah. We call it Americans for Chinese Prosperity. It's a bad group. They're bad people. And we got to win. So they're doing that. They're fighting over here, too, but it looks like they've been very ineffective. But in New Hampshire, they are actually signing people to vote. And I think that's disgraceful. I don't even know if they're allowed to do it. So we're going to have a lot of fun this next year.
That was Donald Trump during a press conference in Iowa, clearly panicked at the prospect of losing the New Hampshire primaries to Nikki Haley. And as you know, watching the Midas Touch Network, we've been predicting for several months now that Nikki Haley was going to win in New Hampshire. And it seems the reality of that is setting in for Donald Trump. So what does he do? He goes on a social media platform in addition to this unhinged press conference, and he says that Nikki Haley's parents are not U.S. citizens at the time of her birth in 1972, so therefore she should be disqualified from the ballot. That's not the law, and it's just more deranged birther conspiracies from Donald Trump. And here, during this unhinged press conference, a CNN reporter says, looks like you're putting on a lot more events in New Hampshire. Is it because you think you may lose to Nikki Haley? And Donald Trump responds as follows. Play the clip.
To Nikki Haley's rise in the polls there?
Say again.
You've added a couple more events in New Hampshire next week. Was that a response to Nikki Haley's rise in the polls there?
Who's rising the polls?
Nikki Haley's.
She hasn't risen to me. See, this is a typical CNN question. They had it the other day where Nikki went up a little bit beyond. She went up too, and she was at 11, but she beat DeSantis. I was at 69, and I went up 7. And they said, Haley surges. She was at 11, but she beats it. So the headline was Haley surges. Because that's why it's fake news, CNN. That's why nobody watches it. No, not for any reason. I have time here. I like the people here. They're great people.
We love you.
We do want to send a signal to November. Yeah. And it's really November. We're not even talking about anything else. We're not worried about New Hampshire. In South Carolina, we're beating Nikki by 40 or 50 points, and then she was governor there, so explain that one. Plus, we have almost every major government official in South Carolina is endorsing us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been amazing. And in Nevada, which you're forgetting about, but Nevada's actually third, comes before South Carolina. And in Nevada, we're at like 90% or something.
Here's a bunch of MAGA word salad mush coming out of Donald Trump's mouth. None of this even makes sense. I have votes. I have lots of votes. I don't even need to be here. Here, play this clip.
Sir, if it's up to the votes, we have so many votes, we don't even have to be here today. We don't have to campaign. But when they add millions of ballots, when they do what they did, when they go to legislatures and get rejected, and then they come down and they do it anyway, everything that they got rejected for, the legislatures rejected them. Republican legislatures, usually. Because the Democrats usually got what they want. But we're talking about massive numbers, big numbers of states. They get rejected by the legislature. Okay, that's the end of that. They come down, they do it anyway.
Here, Donald Trump spreading more deranged conspiracies about the 2020 election. Yes, folks, we're in 2024. Donald Trump is whining about getting destroyed in the 2020 election by over 7 million votes and also getting crushed in the Electoral College. But Donald Trump continues to whine about it and also pretty much says that he believes that there should have been a coup in the past 4 years, because here he says that many people said we shouldn't have waited 4 years. What, to have an election? Is that what you're saying? Here, play this clip.
I'm saying, what the hell is he talking about? we have to work on, we're down to, I was saying when they rigged the election, I said, 4 years we have to wait? A lot of people thought we shouldn't have had to wait 4 years. We did it very properly. Everything was very proper. They like to say it wasn't, but they're sleaze bags. We did a lot of good things.
Yes, and this press conference goes even further off the rails. Donald Trump talks about voting machines being broken in Arizona, pulling out all of the most deranged conspiracies and showing the United States and world just how completely and utterly disqualified he should be from being anywhere near the position he's running for. Play the clip.
We have gone all out, but they're dirty, rotten cheaters.
Yeah.
And they're really good at it. I mean, they break voting machines. Look what happened in Arizona. And the judges don't take it up. It's amazing. The judges don't want to take it up. That was an election more recent. That was an election. They go and they wait until Tuesday. We want to wait till Tuesday. We want to wait till Tuesday, Arizona. Everyone's waiting till Tuesday. We don't trust putting a ballot in because we should trust it because it's so corrupt. We want to wait till Tuesday. Wait until Tuesday. And all the Republican voting machines, a big percentage of them are broken. I mean, just, you know, stand in line for 20 hours in the Arizona sun and maybe you'll get to see it. And nobody does anything about it. So we have to have...
Donald Trump, again, just a bunch of word salad. A lot of cognitive decline being demonstrated here. Talking about 7 years ago, I didn't write speeches and people coming from prisons. It's just a bunch of, again, word salad nonsense coming out of his mouth. Play this clip.
You look back at my first speech that I made. I didn't have a speechwriter, and I just told it like it was. And I think it was a very good speech. It was controversial, but it's not controversial anymore. I said they're coming up, and I said the people that are coming up, they're from prisons, and now they're from prisons. They're emptying out jails all over the world.
Next, a CNN reporter wants to ask another question. Then everybody in the audience boos, and Donald Trump doesn't take the question. Play the clip.
I just want to thank you. Now, while I'm here, just unlike Biden, Biden would never do this. It would be the end of his political career, although the press with the fake news over there would give him a mess. Are you with the news? The camera?
Yes.
Oh, who are you with?
Where was CNN?
It is fake news, but we don't mind. But don't give me any questions. But we don't.
Copilot is a personalized fitness solution. Every individual is unique, so your fitness journey should be too. Copilot's app links you with an affordable real-life fitness coach who customizes workouts tailored to your individual needs and goals. No fitness fads here. Work out anywhere, anytime, and make fitness a seamless part of your lifestyle. With Copilot, you'll get completely personalized workouts with step-by-step guidance. Your coach continuously updates and adapts every workout to your goals, schedule, and injuries. The My Copilot app offers a connection to a real-life expert coach, and the workout plans tailored by your coach are meant to be enjoyable and effective with regular progress check-ins and the support and guidance you need for your fitness journey. The workout programs are designed around your specific lifestyle and ability to work out at your convenience anywhere you want. My Copilot makes it easy to start and stay committed to your fitness goals. My coach is a total rock star. He keeps me motivated and committed to the program he's designed for me. The thing is, Copilot coaches are here to help you, and they truly want to see you succeed at every step of the way. The flexibility of Copilot with all of our busy schedules makes this the perfect way to stay committed. The fact that the workouts are planned and designed by my coach allows me to take even less off my plate and focus on reaching my peak performance. I'd love for you to follow my lead to get fit and feel fabulous. Give Copilot a try to find out why it was listed by Forbes as the top-rated personal trainer app of 2023. Head to mycopilot.com/Midas to get a 14-day free trial and 20% off your first month of personalized fitness with your own personal trainer if you sign up before February 1st, 2024. That's mycopilot.com/Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S, to get a free 14-day trial and 20% off your first month. Sign up for the new year and let Copilot help you reach your fitness goals. And then before Donald Trump even gave his speech in Iowa, the individual who was speaking before him and introducing him talked about how we should all be thankful for Donald Trump taking away women's reproductive freedoms, so that now it's a conversation about how harmful this has been on women, and that's thanks to Donald Trump. Play this clip.
And when those people talk to you about these tweets, As an employer myself, I look at job performance. We wouldn't even be having the conversation in regards to pro-life and banning abortions in this country. We wouldn't have this because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the person that put those people in the judgeships throughout the United States, but most importantly in the Supreme Court. It is someone that I truly believe.
Here's MAGA Republican Jim Jordan. Play the clip.
In that office, I mean, this guy, the thing I love so much about President Trump is this guy hates to lose. Man, and we got Coach Gable here. Coach Gable knows a thing or two about not losing. Right, you follow Iowa wrestling. And Polly and I, we got the hotel last night. We watched the Iowa basketball team. Watches Caitlin Clark girl. She doesn't like to lose either.
So I was thinking, like, who is this even appealing to? Like, as I watch this, like, who looks at this and is like, yeah, that's my guy? Well, this TikTok account called @HeyMAGA2024 and the account on X called @Outspoken posted a bunch of interviews with some of these MAGA supporters in the primaries who say they're voting for Donald Trump. And they were asked a very simple question. And the question to them is, would you rather have President Biden as the president or would you rather have Donald Trump be a dictator? Watch this supercut of some of these interviews of the type of Trump supporters out there, the type of people who support Trump, who look at all that stuff that I just shared with you and that's attractive to. Play this clip.
Do you rather have 4 years of Donald Trump as a dictator or 4 years of Joe Biden as a president?
Donald Trump all the way.
Even as a dictator?
Yes, yes.
Even coming out of Slovakia?
Yes, yes.
Would you rather have 4 years of Donald Trump as a dictator or 4 years of Joe Biden as a president?
No, we have a dictator currently, so.
Yes, we do.
What would you rather have, 4 years of Donald Trump as a dictator or 4 more years of Joe Biden as president?
I think I'm choosing Donald Trump as a dictator for 4 more years.
You'd rather have 4 years of dictator Trump or 4 years of a Biden presidency?
4 years of a dictator Trump.
Yeah, I'm going dictator Trump for sure.
Would you rather have him as a dictator for 4 years or Biden as a president for 4 years?
I'd rather have Donald Trump as a dictator for 4 years. Absolutely. Because look at Biden. He's done nothing but bring this country down. So I don't want that president for the next 4 years.
If you could have an option of 4 years of Donald Trump as a dictator or 4 years of Joe Biden as a president, what would you choose?
Donald Trump.
Even as a dictator?
He wouldn't be a dictator.
No, but I'm in this silly hypothesis.
Donald Trump. I'd still say Donald Trump. Absolutely.
Would you rather have Trump as a dictator or Biden as a president?
I'd rather have Trump as a dictator than Biden any day. It's kind of obvious who knows what they're doing. There is no dictatorship with Trump. He cares. He's for America.
I mean, he did say he would be one for a day, right?
For a day. But I still don't see it.
Would you rather have 4 years of Trump as a dictator or 4 years of Biden?
I'd rather have 8 years of Trump.
No, I'm saying, would you rather have 4 years of Trump as a dictator or 4 years of Biden as a president?
Trump as a dictator. He's not going to sell us out.
There's one other video like that I want to show you now, too. Here, play this clip.
The other day, Donald Trump said on his first day, he's going to be a dictator for a day.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Would you rather have Donald Trump as a dictator for 4 years or reelect Joe Biden for 4 years?
I would rather have Donald Trump. I'd like to see the repeal of the Roosevelt law so that he can be a president for a lot more than 4 years. But this country needs a dictator. I hate to say that, but it's the truth.
So, folks, we talk about this a lot here on the Midas Touch Network, and I just want to reiterate it again, which is the threat that Donald Trump poses to democracy and how this election is about pro-democracy versus MAGA, how it is about democracy versus dictatorship, how it is about normalcy versus chaos. And what's interesting and intriguing, you know, there was a recent poll that I saw as well that talked about how close to somewhere in the range of almost verging on 50% of Nikki Haley voters from Iowa say that they would likely vote for President Biden during the general election. And what I hope is becoming clear, even to some of these Republican primary voters who are supporting DeSantis and Nikki Haley, is perhaps they're seeing in a new perspective, I hope, all of the things we've been talking about with Donald Trump. And here's the thing I want to reiterate with the pro-democracy community. I never believe that it is too late until we lose our democracy. It's never too late to welcome people into the pro-democracy movement. So I encourage you, even if you find it difficult to embrace some people who supported Donald Trump even after the insurrection. It's hard for me to fathom that. But here's the thing. Our democracy is on the line now. And it is so critical that the pro-democracy community, the silent majority, unify and join forces. We could have disagreements after this election, and we can have really tough conversations, but tough conversations modeled through debate, not dictatorship. You know, tough conversations at the ballot box, not through Donald Trump trying to have insurrections. And I want to elevate our discourse. I want to have real intelligent conversations and debates and discussions. And right now, it is just so important for us to be so laser focused on pro-democracy and building that. If you're pro-democracy, welcome. Welcome. Sure, I may have some questions how you stayed there for so long, but welcome. Let's figure this out together. Let's save our country from the threat posed by MAGA, and then we can have some normal disagreements again. That's my final message on this video. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 2 million subscribers thanks to your support. And check us out at patreon.com/MidasTouch. Have an excellent day.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at MidasTouch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.